Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how government employees switching from a defined benefit to a defined contribution retirement program are helping governments to significantly reduce expenditures. You can listen to that commentary by going online to the archives at 1320wils.com. Although it may not be obvious, employees also derive substantial benefits from switching from a defined benefit pension to a defined contribution plan, also called 401k. In defined benefit plans, there is a period of vesting before the employee is entitled to full benefits. Under the 401k plan, the contribution goes into each employee's retirement account. That means that retirement contributions are under their immediate control, fully vested, and eliminates the risk that in the future the promised benefit may be reduced or never paid. Second, the employee would have more control in how the retirement assets are invested. Already, defined benefit plan assets are being used to bail out bankrupt and risky operations where losses are almost certain. 401k plans don't have to do this. Also, under defined benefit retirement programs, employees can be trapped into keeping the same job to avoid possibly losing some future retirement benefits. Employees in a defined contribution retirement plan, because the contribution is paid and vested in full each year, have more options to change jobs with no risk of this financial penalty. If a teacher or firefighter, for example, can take a higher paying job with another employer, they don't lose retirement benefits. Last, the assets in a defined contribution plan at the time of the employee's death become part of his or her estate to be passed on to heirs. In defined benefit plans, when all of the beneficiaries have died, there are no residual assets for the heirs. Instead, the government keeps any excess assets. Defined contribution plans are not a perfect solution to government fiscal deception and mismanagement, and will not be the best solution for every employee. But, on average, they will benefit both government employers and employees. That's better than what we have now. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.